Right, skipping over Miss Fritter's Miss Fritter's racing school. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see that, but we did get to see Bao for. I mean, this is the third time I think you and I have seen Bao.
Because, yes, it is.
Yeah, because it was paired up with
The Incredibles 2.
Exactly. So, but you know, we've seen it once, we saw it another time, because I think there was a time when, you know, Bao is not also. I think has sort of the same problems as like Lava. I think some people didn't like this.
Trust me, you think that Lava was controversial?
Yeah.
No. Oh, this is even more controversial in terms of what people said about it. People were just like looking at this and saying, what the hell I just watched, to wait, that thing just came to life and now the mom just ate the dumpling. Yeah, people were really confused by it. Todd in the Shadows was like, what the hell I just watched? And then somebody from Manic Expression, Movie Curiosities, when he saw it, it was just a paragraph, literally, of him just saying, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? And, like, it was a paragraph long. It was
Anyway, so the Bao basically is about a dumpling that comes to life as a baby, and the mom basically, you know, brings it up, and it's basically, you know, to cut the story short, it's basically like her interpreting like
emptiness syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, how she's feeling, you know, longing basically for her son, because obviously her son's kind of like, you know, growing up and like, you know, becoming detached from her, everything like that. But not only realizing, like, you know, at the very end, you realize that this dumpling actually was, you know,
the son
of, you know, someone. And then, you know, and so, you know, the father figure obviously wasn't too happy that, you know, the son had obviously, you know, drifted away and everything like that. So, you know, it tells the story of, you know, this woman and this, you know, this dumpling, you know, and how protective actually it's, dare I say, like, I mean, it's not as bad as, you know, the turning red helicopter mom, I don't think it is.
No. Here's the thing. It makes a lot of sense. That is her only son. He's gone now because he's getting married to somebody else. He moved out of the house. And all she has left is, you know, her and her husband, who the husband is still working. And all she has is just herself.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense why she's really overprotective of the dumpling, as opposed to Ming was for Mei Ling in Turning Red. By the way, the reason why we're comparing the two is because it's created by the same person, Domi Shi.
Yeah.
This is her first introduction to her creativity in Pixar. This was her first short. And this is how she was able to make Turning Red in the first place.
Yeah. So, I mean, but in regards to, like, I mean, first of all, like, you know, it's animated pretty well.
It is.
I mean, so nothing wrong with the animation. Music, I think, is all right.
It matches well.
It matches well with that. And so it's just so weird that basically it's a dumpling that, you know, is just coming to life. You know, like, it must feel kind of like flubber in a way, like, you know, with
well, I mean, as we've seen in both Bao and Turning Red, Domi Shi is all about the metaphor. So,
yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, the thing with metaphors is that it needs to click with people in order to be good metaphors.
And yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of people, especially a lot of white Americans, they did not click with this at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not necessarily about white Americans. I just think it's
That's what the article said.
Well, that's what the white Americans. Yeah, yeah. But in regards to, I mean, just in general, I think Bao, I think, is, I mean, you can sort of, like, you have to watch it three times, I think, in order to kind of, like, see where it was coming from. And
yeah.
Once you've watched it a couple of times, you're kind of like, okay, you can see this, you can see that. But I mean, it is sort of, I mean, I think the problem with it is that I think this would be a situation where, you know, you expect this to be like, you know, your stereotypical comical movie. It's like, you know, oh, you know, like, it's like, oh, hey, it's some object which is now, and then have to look after it, and, you know, all hijinks ensue and everything like that. Like, that's where people are more, at least definitely American audiences, and definitely more Western audiences, kind of like relate, like, you know, oh, hey, this person's got to grow up, you know, bring up this person's like their son or whatever, like,
yeah, yeah,
things
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. Like, that's where people, I think, are coming from in regards to when they first approach Bao. But I think once you've put that to one side and you see it as the way that, you know, you know it's supposed to be portrayed, I think then you start to get an understanding of it. The problem is that while it gets a good understanding with people who aren't, like, you know, thrown into, like, you know, your stereotypical kind of, like, you know, movie trash of, like, you know, oh, hey, you know, like, I'm a deer, and, like, you know, I'm raised by people who aren't deers, you know, like, kind of like that kind of thing. You know, like Dinosaur, like, you know, oh, here's a dinosaur that's raised by monkeys, you know, like, it's like, you know, it's...
Or Tarzan, you know,
Tarzan,
here's a human that's raised
by apes, yeah. Like, you know, what could possibly go wrong, you know, like, you know. It's like, it's just, it's, I think people have been, in regards to, like, you know, a kid who gets brought up by, you know, things that aren't, you know, of their, yeah, of their species.
The Jungle Book, Mowgli's raised by wolves.
I think, well, yeah, and it's kind of like played to comedy, like, you know, like, yeah, in Disney movies and like in various other ones as well. I think it's like take you know, person A and put them in a family of person B and, like, you know, all
it definitely does become a lot more grounded, especially towards like the second half, where you have the dumpling who's growing up, which, by the way, I do like the little touches where, you know, the facial hair is like sesame seeds. I thought that was actually really cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, the dumpling starts growing up to being more mature, and he starts hanging out with friends who are playing soccer and, you know, picking him up to you know, go somewhere in a car. And then finally, you know, he locks himself in his room because he doesn't want to be bothered or disturbed. And then finally, you know, bringing in the woman that he wants to marry, and it becomes a lot more serious. Like, he doesn't want to partake in Tai Chi anymore. He doesn't want to hang around with his mother going grocery shopping. He just wants to be his own independent dumpling.
Exactly.
And so then we finally get the ending, which basically just shocked everyone, in which when
she ate the dumpling.
Yeah, she ate the dumpling just when he was about to go out and move away with his new fiance, and then, yeah, she basically just breaks down and cries, and you're just like wondering, what?
Yeah, it's sort of so weird. It's like, it's just, it's, but then you can get to the point where, you know, they actually find out that the dumpling is a metaphor for basically the sun, and he comes in, and then the sun realizes that he's basically moved up, you know, moved quite further apart from, you know, the mother.
Yeah, and he brings in their favorite, you know, stuffed bun treats, and
yeah,
he apologizes by having them eating it together, and then they become more closer when he learns how to make the bao dumplings, which is where the name comes from, because it's a dumpling. And yeah, they basically just connect with each other. And then at the end, we just see them as a happy family. And
yeah, and the fiance knows how to make the dumplings better than the son does.
Yeah, that was actually pretty clever. Yeah. And you know, then we actually see in the husband's shirt that he has a Canadian shirt, which means that it is a Chinese Canadian family, which, yeah.
I wonder if that's going to play a part in the next, you know, next thing that Domi does.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, it's another interesting thing about Bao is that this was the last Pixar short that was paired up in a theatrical movie, because after this, as you guys know about something that we're going to bring up a little later on, was when the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And then the shorts that we're going to be talking about afterwards are either released alongside with the movies that came out on DVD eventually, or they were released exclusively on Disney Plus. And yeah, we just finished watching Lightyear, and that didn't have a short that paired up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be pretty interesting about where Pixar shorts are going to go on in the future, because we talked about this, that Toy Story 4 didn't have a short. And then we talked about how Onward had the Simpsons short that paired up with it. And then we had the pandemic happened, and so Soul, Luca, Turning Red did not have shorts. Turning Red had a documentary with the making of it, and Lightyear didn't have a short, but they also had a documentary with the making of it. So yeah, at this point in time, Pixar shorts have been relegated to being on Disney Plus. This is going to be really interesting. Well, we'll talk about this when we talk about Lightyear.
Indeed.
But yep, in the meanwhile, Bao is a very polarizing short for a lot of people, and I can see why, but I think that the stuff that it does do, it actually does it pretty well. The food looks really good, by the way.
Well, yeah, you definitely say that's what was in Turning Red, you know. Like,
yeah, the food was a massive...
I mean, I've never seen food like that since Ratatouille.
It's different food. You go from French to Chinese, but yeah, the food details is so amazing, and they perfected it with Turning Red. It just looks so good. But yeah, I would say that the metaphor it does take a little bit to get used to. Multiple viewings to get an understanding is probably crucial. Or maybe you weren't those people who did get it the first time. But at the end of the day, I think that I would give it another chance to watch it, because it's not as bad as people make it out to be. I think it's a pretty decent short for what it is. Probably not one of the best Pixar shorts, admittedly, but still, I can see where the story that Dormishi was trying to tell with it. And I can see that the storytelling would be followed up with Turning Red. So I would say check it out, give it another chance.
Cool.